When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Can we talk about putting things in pancakes?
I know, what? No, seriously, I've got pancake opinions, strong pancake feels here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. We're streaming live, by the way, and doing everything entertainment on the app as well. Download it. But right now, today, I want you to make sure you also go grab those Project Down and Dirty construction tickets. Right, Colleen?
Yeah, you can watch us crush stuff and make stuff and build it
and then break it
and break it.
And we're probably like
we're like the Bob the Builder cosplay.
Yes, we're going to be wearing tool belts. We're not going to know how to use them. All right. But I want to get back to anyway. MyTalk1071.com is where you pick up those tickets. They are on sale now. Do you stuff or do you put stuff in your pancakes? 651-641-1071. That sounded a little dirty. I want to talk about this new item over at the IHOP that they're doing. It's some Reese's peanut butter pancakes. Can you take a look at this, please?
I guess I will. I don't like it on the, like, right off the bat. Oh.
Okay, so IHOP welcomes new Reese's Pieces pancakes, mummy burrito, and more for Halloween. We can talk about the other things, but I want to talk about pancakes most importantly because I don't, as a general rule, like things in my pancakes. I want pancakes, syrup, and perhaps butter.
Yeah.
That's about it.
You're a pancake purist, as
yes.
am I.
Yeah.
I don't need, the fancy to me is that I get to have maple syrup for breakfast. Like, that's the fancy.
That's the treat. Like,
that's all I need. I don't even want you to come at me with the whipped topping.
I know. And so I just, I don't know that I've ever verbalized this rule, but I don't generally order dessert pancakes for breakfast. Like if this was on the menu for dessert, I might try it. But for breakfast, I just would not feel comfortable. I don't know what it says about me. I mean, I like trying new and different things, but I don't think I want candy pancakes for breakfast. And I don't understand why can't we just enjoy simple, tasty, delicious pancakes the way they were meant to be eaten.
I fully agree with you. I, on occasion, have been known to put a little peanut butter on my pancakes. Don't at me.
That's weird.
But what?
Yeah.
So that's in a pinch. That's like I ran out of maple syrup, or the kids used it all. Because, by the way, a half a bottle of Log Cabin is one serving for certain members of my household.
Oh my God.
And
it's
not
just so
joking.
Sticky. It's it like is. I can smell that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know. Cabin. Welcome to my world. We've tried to work on moderation.
Yeah.
Log Cabin moderation. But if we're out of syrup, I've been known to be like, oh, maybe I'll just throw some peanut butter on there and it'll be good. And it is good because it gets a little melty and it's fine. But that's about the weirdest thing I'll put on my pancakes.
Yeah. And look, I ain't telling other people how to eat their pancakes. I mean, you do you. But I just, whenever I see like people going, hey, we got these new cupcake pancakes. I'm like, I just want pancakes. I don't want like here's the other one. Like Belgian waffles that are festooned with whipped cream and chocolate. And for some reason, I think I have an aversion to chocolate at breakfast. I don't know what that says about me. Because here's the other truth. And by the way, if you put things in your pancakes and you're fine with it, 651-641-1071. I mean, I guess we should talk about like blueberries. But anyway, back to chocolate quickly. Chocolate, I don't know why I have an issue with chocolate, because I will eat chocolate donuts.
Sure.
For breakfast?
Well, I mean, yeah. You eat donuts for breakfast, right?
Sure.
I don't like sweet things for breakfast, so I don't even eat pancakes.
But like when you eat a donut, it's probably in the morning?
I suppose traditionally, yes. Or pastries are before the noon hour.
Yeah.
Can we talk? Are we ready to talk about blueberries?
Yeah, of course.
Get those out of there.
I just felt like that was going to be a really uncomfortable conversation to have because I thought most people probably like blueberries in their pancakes.
No, I think a lot of people do, but I am not that person.
I don't like fresh fruit on my pancakes or in my pancakes.
No, and I also, because I don't want to mix it with the maple syrup either. Also,
yeah,
it's
because
like
fresh strawberries.
It's a rude surprise. I don't get excited about
fresh strawberries, for example, and maple syrup and pancake, that doesn't go together in your mouth. Like, yeah, that doesn't taste good.
No, and when I'm chomping along on a pancake, the last thing I want is that pop of blueberries. That's what I don't want.
And if it like
hot blueberry, a hot busted up blueberry.
Nobody wants hot busted up blueberries. I'm actually surprised to learn that we are in agreement on this because I thought for sure not wanting blueberries or fruit in your pancakes was an unpopular opinion. You know, like when people say like, I want some walnut, pecan, praline, no, blobbity blue. I'm like, I just want pancakes, you guys.
Yeah, just give me the damn
plain
pancakes.
Old, you know, they're like, no, but what about buckwheat, blobbity blue? No, I just want pancakes. Sarah's on the line. I don't know what Sarah thinks about pancakes, but she has called to share her pancake feels.
We'll learn together.
Sarah, what say you about pancakes?
I'm totally on Colleen's side. I love peanut butter on pancakes.
Oh, okay.
And all my kids do, too.
All right. Just peanut butter?
I feel seen.
See? It's delicious.
Just peanut butter, Sarah, or is it like a combo platter?
So we usually do chocolate chips like in the pancakes and then peanut butter spread on top.
Oh, man, Sarah, you guys are having too much fun at that house. I don't know.
It's true.
I don't know. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. She had me at peanut butter, but then she lost me when she threw those chocolate chips in the mix.
I know. Let's go to Kathy. I think Kathy's got some pancake feels that she wants to share with us. Kathy, what do you think about our pancake chatter?
Well, I think it's very interesting. I'm not a pancake fan, but I am on Colleen's side because I will have a pancake with peanut butter, banana, and a splash of honey before I do a bicycle race.
Oh,
that sounds really good.
See, I don't mind that flavor combo. I don't know that I would be trundling out all those things on my pancakes. But you say it's amazing.
It's amazing, especially if you're going to do a workout. Yeah. You know, 2 hours, it stays with you.
What about a nap? Can I do that after?
Well sure.
I'll probably stick with you through that, too. Sure.
Thank you, Kathy. Who knew so many people had pancake feels, Colleen?
Well, I mean, pancakes are like the food straight from heaven.
Right?
Especially Perkins pancakes. Don't get me started.
Don't even get me started.
I like a large, spongy, light pancake. I do not like a dry, like...
Does anybody like a
puck?
Dry
I'm not... Some people be making them. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Well, somebody must like them.
My favorite, I don't know who's listening who might be offended by that statement, but what I will say is my favorite pancake is one I didn't make because I am a crappy pancake maker. I have
it's
never
good to
made
know that about yourself.
A good mm-hmm. pancake. Let's go to, is it Shanna or Shayna? Shayna's on the line. Shayna, flip out your pancake feels for us. Hey, Shayna.
Hi, Colleen and Bradley. I love and adore you both.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't know that I had pancake feels either until you brought it up today. And I
thought, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you. And I respect and honor your pancake purist culture. but I think there's something to be said for good potato pancake.
Oh.
Good pumpkin pancake.
Okay.
You know, it's a little savory.
Yeah.
Think about
yeah.
it.
So.
Think about it.
Listen, I don't even need to think about it. Thank you for your call. Because I do love a savory pancake, but it's going to have to be, it's a different situation.
Yeah, well,
it's like, that's a different occasion.
I feel, you know, I don't feel like we're going to argue about this because I think that a potato pancake is a separate creature.
Yeah, that's a different meal.
Like, yeah.
That's a
we're going to have later, some pork chops.
Yeah, or, and a potato pancake.
Or some sauerbraten with some potato pancakes. Ooh.
I made some zucchini pancakes the other day with feta cheese in them, and that was a dinner side.
Oh,
and
that
they
sounds
were
amazing.
TDF.
Would like to eat that.
To let's, die for.
Let's go to Kelly. Kelly's going to have the last word on pancake feels. Strong pancake feels on Colleen and Bradley today. Kelly, what say you?
This is so funny that you bring this up, because I get in constant conversations with one of my best friends about this, because I'm a purist most of the time. I like just plain maple, just plain pancakes with maple syrup.
Yeah.
I do have to say that when she brought up the peanut butter on pancakes, I don't do banana, but I do like that once in a while too, to just change it up, peanut butter. But I don't want to have, when we go out to eat, I don't want like strawberries and whipped cream and all that stuff on my pancakes. I like them just plain.
Yeah, just give me some classic pancakes. Thank you, Kelly.
That's all I want.
And I look, I ain't gonna frown on peanut butter on anything. So I don't. I put peanut butter
ever
in my oatmeal, and people give me a weird look. So maybe someday
you taught me that, and that was a game changer. Thank you very much.
Maybe we'll do oatmeal feelings another day this week.
You like it runny or lumpy?
Oh, I like it real lumpy and dry.
Okay.
I don't like it to be runny and moist. Okay, when we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, from pancakes to Khloe Kardashian. Those two have nothing in common, but we're going to tell you why we're talking about Khloe when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Oh, poor Khloe Kardashian. She's always sad.
Or at least poor Khloe.
Wants us to be sad, and we're just going to pass that sadness along to you. You're welcome. Good afternoon. You're listening to Colleen and Bradley here on My Talk 107.1. I'm the Bradley. That's the Colleen.
Hi.
Colleen, why is Khloe sad again? Or why?
Oh,
are
you
sad
guys.
For her?
Oh. Well, I'm not even, I don't even know. I have to sort through my feelings. So here's the deal. She had a conversation with health.com and she was like, listen, I'm totally paraphrasing. Listen, you guys, I used to be an emotional eater. Anyway, she goes on this whole thing about how, you know, she talks about her own food issues, and then she pivots to talk about her daughter, True.
Okay.
And she said, True is very tall. So when people say, quote, she's so big, Khloe will correct them. Oh, she's so tall. Making sure that the descriptive is about her height and not about size, to say so big. She says, I try to make them be more descriptive. I know what an adult means when they say that, but I don't want her to misinterpret that. So here's the deal. This is what I'm processing right now.
Okay, process, please.
I feel like I understand what she thinks she's doing. So I want to honor that. I understand what you think you're doing.
What does she think she's doing exactly?
What I think she thinks she's doing is trying to prevent her child from having an opportunity to misinterpret something in a way that might trigger some of the same issues that Khloe had in her own childhood. The problem is, or not the problem, but the thing to be reflective about is that an important thing is to not hand, like literally wrap up and hand your child your issues.
Yeah.
And assume that if they hear things the way that you as an adult do, that will trigger the issues that are the same issues as yours. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you just don't want to pass along your baggage to your kids.
Because from that, what I don't hear is True having any confusion about what people mean when they say she's big. She's three.
Yeah.
Right? She's three. Anyway, she's a child. Like, she's a child. And your job when you're a child is to grow. And the way you understand growth as a child is bigger. And so,
what, like, you're saying is you're concerned she's conflating or over emphasizing something that might not actually be an issue.
It's not an issue until it's an issue. And Khloe is like intervening in a conversation about her daughter from her own broken places.
Well, and she's also, okay, so this is also for an interview in Health Magazine.
Yeah.
And this is a woman who has a very, very interesting relationship with health and wellness. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole mm-hmm. family does. Mm-hmm.
Image.
Yeah. So to me, it's like, I think I would be a little concerned that her issues are going to manifest themselves in front of her child.
But I don't think it's going to be because people comment on her daughter's growth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think what I hear you saying is that she hears something, not her daughter.
Correct.
Necessarily. I mean, it's hard to know, again, the three-year-old or whatever age True is. I mean, parents to a certain extent want to protect their children from a perceived threat, but that perceived threat from Khloe Kardashian might be something she has internalized herself or needs to like come to terms with. Because when I read this story let me be clear. When I read the headline, because I did not read the actual interview until you shared it. I still didn't read it, but you shared it. So also, if you look at the cover of that magazine, it looks like Heath, not Health. Because the L is like completely missing. Anyway,
that would be a magazine about a chocolate bar, which I would like that one.
I want to be on the cover of the Heath magazine, right? But the moral of the story is, what was I going to say about Khloe Kardashian? Is when I read that headline, I thought, oh gosh, were people calling her child overweight? Can you not hear us? Are you having a problem? Audio, technically speaking? Yes?
Yeah, she's working on it.
Okay.
So share your thoughts on Khloe.
So back, what I was going to say about Khloe is that when I read that headline, I thought, oh gosh, are people suggesting that her child is overweight? But it sounds like they were just saying, oh, she's gotten so big.
Right.
Which I would think is pretty normal or pretty
well, and
routine.
That somebody like her daughter, True, who's 3 years old, is not going to understand the difference between tall and big.
Yeah.
I suppose you say big because you're thinking that you're working with someone who developmentally it has simplistic understandings.
Yeah.
Of the way that
big, small.
Big, small, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of projection on Khloe's part.
Well, and here's, at the end of the day, I think when it comes to Khloe Kardashian, I don't know that she's thought too terribly hard about these things in depth. I think she just wanted to have some good sound bites for this health interview that she's doing. So, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know that I would expect her to have had a very well thought out opinion. That because I think ultimately this is like, what words am I going to say so that I can be on the cover of Health magazine? Because to her, the cover of the magazine is the more important thing.
Yeah. And also, her daughter has been appearing in commercials for migraine medicine with Khloe.
Yes. So she has definitely put her child on the forefront of being in the public eye.
Exactly.
When we come back, we go from Khloe Kardashian to our good friends, those crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things right here on My Talk 107.1. When we come back, oh, don't forget to go get your Project Down and Dirty tickets at mytalk1071.com. We'll be right back. Oh, I'm so glad that there are people crazier, stupider, and idioticer than we are here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a segment about it. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show. I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Holly Roberts. And oh, that's Colleen Lindstrom. Hi!
You gotta turn yourself on!
Turn yourself on, lady friend. Let's just do some crazy, stupid idiots, shall we?
Okay.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Yay, Florida. And sometimes other places.
Can I do something first?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I forgot. I have a feeling. Do you have a feeling?
I have such a feeling.
Give it away!
Yes! It's yet another $100 gift card to a Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine Fall Restaurant Week location.
Ooh.
We don't want to do Restaurant Leak, honey.
Well, of their choice, the winner gets to choose. Fall Restaurant Week is taking place now through October 17th. Yum, yum.
651-641-1071, caller number
4
Let's head right over to Crazy Stupid Idiot Town. And specifically, I would like to take us, Colleen Lindstrom, to Tyrone.
Oh.
Tyrone, Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's a place.
Yes, where a woman is facing multiple criminal charges after a two-month-long history of disorderly conduct and trespassing. 2 months, you say?
2 months, I say.
Rhonda Novak, she's 52. She was charged with three...
Help me, Rhonda.
Right? Well, no, actually, you don't want Rhonda's help. Okay. She was charged with three misdemeanor counts of terroristic threats, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. But that's not all. And in fact, it's not just that that's crazy, stupid, idiot status worthy. Yeah, terroristic threats, probably just all around generally a bad idea.
Yeah,
nothing particularly unusual about that, right?
I mean, it's not crazy, stupid, idiot worthy. It's bad, but it's not crazy, stupid,
yeah.
idiot worthy.
Well, it's how she made those terroristic threats that earned her crazy, stupid, idiot status.
Ooh. By carrier pigeon.
No, she actually, according to a neighbor, told police, or excuse me, a neighbor told police that what she did was came out of her home and began yelling at the neighbor before going back into her home. Okay, so she came out of her home.
Came out of her home, yelled at the neighbor, hey, you so-and-so, get off my lawn, and other things.
Went back into her home. Mm-hmm. The neighbor then said that she used the blunt end of a knife to bang on their door. Bang, bang, bang! Bang, bang, bang! Okay, that's kind of creepy,
that would be
right?
Loud. That would pack a punch.
That would be loud, it would pack a punch, and it would scare you if the lady from next door was banging on your door with a knife, right?
Yep.
Well, that's when things got really weird. And that's when she earned crazy, stupid, idiot status. Because they looked out their door. There must have been like a little peephole or a window or something, right? That they could mm-hmm. look out the window and see the crazy, stupid, idiot. And she had taken the knife and was doing something with the knife that earned her crazy, stupid, idiot status. Would you like to guess what she did?
And it was the crazy, stupid, idiot thing. She was... doing something with the knife, licking the blade?
Yes!
Are you serious?
No, she literally licked the knife while maintaining eye contact with the neighbor to scare people, quote unquote.
Oh. And I don't think there's peanut butter in that knife.
No, but also...
I'd be licking that knife over.
If you're trying to scare other people, why are you licking the knife?
Yeah, right?
Because that's dangerous?
Because you look just like a BA doing that, just like licking the blade of a knife.
When the police showed up, they informed the lady that her house was condemned and she's not allowed inside. So
okay. So there's a lot happening there.
There was a lot going on there.
Is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's weird. Was where?
That was in Tyrone, Pennsylvania. Do you have a crazy stupidity?
I do. We're going to Rhode Island.
Yay, Rhode.
The smallest.
Island.
It's the smallest state. And I'll tell you what was happening at about 2 a.m. last week in Rhode Island. This guy, his name is Charles Kendrick, he was hanging out. It was 2 a.m. It was early in the morning. He was up. I don't know if he'd gone to sleep yet or if he just gets up early to do this behavior. But he was playing Grand Theft Auto. Oh. And he was doing that in a certain state of undress. Because it's his house, you know, he can do what he wants. Now, I want to be honest, he was not, well, he's not the crazy, stupid idiot of this story. Actually, he's the hero. So, naked Charles Kendrick is playing Grand Theft Auto at 2 a.m. And he hears a grinding sound outside.
Okay, that's creepy.
He's like, what is that noise? Now, Bradley, you're on the Nextdoor app.
I don't check that thing anymore.
Oh, you really should. Sometimes it's very entertaining. People get real whipped up about stuff. But one of the biggest things in my neighborhood that people are talking about mm-hmm. is the theft of a car part.
Oh, yes. The catalytic converter.
Exactly. So what Charles Kendrick realizes is that there is somebody outside his house stealing his catalytic converter on his car.
Ugh.
So he's like, I gotta stop this. So he runs outside and he catches somebody under his car sawing off his catalytic converter.
Oh my God, what would you do?
He jumped on him.
Oh.
And he started to fight him.
I wouldn't do that either.
the thief got away. Well, he was just playing Grand Theft Auto. I think he had like, he was feeling like real, like invincible.
Yeah.
He tried to capture this guy. The guy ended up getting away, but he did grab the guy's phone and he's given it to the police so they can catch the guy. Although he doesn't have his phone, so it's going to be hard to catch him because, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't call him. And also, if you've got a trace on him, he doesn't have his phone, so that's not going to help. Anywho, they got his phone. But here's the thing. Remember what I told you about how Charles Kendrick was playing
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah. What was he wearing?
Pants.
No. No pants. He was Nudie Patootie.
Oh my God, he was completely Starkers?
He was Starkies, and he went outside and naked? Fought off the cat. Yes, Nakes.
So he was nakedly fighting.
Yes. He okay. said, I don't that think he was expecting aggressive. To get caught, and he definitely wasn't expecting to get caught by somebody naked.
I don't know, maybe he would have enjoyed that. Like, oh, I surrender.
Also, I just, this reminds me of when there was a tornado in St. Peter, Minnesota in 1990.
Okay, this is a weird crossover, but go ahead.
Trust me, when we get here, there was a tornado, and one of the people that was interviewed repeatedly after this tornado was in St. Naked? Peter, Minnesota, no, was saying that they were watching the movie Twister when the actual tornado came through, and so they didn't realize it was a real tornado. And I think that this guy was playing Grand Theft Auto.
And he thought the game was real life.
When an actual auto theft was happening. That's just, what are the odds of that at well, 2 a.m.?
Yeah, that would have made sense if he had like tried to, you know, maneuver the criminal with his joystick or something.
Well, he did, you though, know? Bradley.
Okay. Did he? He took
he
out his
naked.
get away from my catalytic converter.
I'll get you with my joystick.
Oh. Speaking anyway. Of joysticks, where was that again?
That was in Rhode Island.
That's right, Rhode Island. Well, we're going to go all the way to Thailand from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island to Thailand.
And we're also going to have a joystick involved. So I want to tell you about a guy. I don't know the guy's name, I imagine, because, well, just wait for the story. So a guy showed up at the ER recently after he got his joystick stuck in something.
A door.
No.
A tree.
Nope. It's some, well, okay. Let me just let you know. He arrived at the ER with his junk stuck in something. So it couldn't have been a tree. Okay. That would have been a little hard unless he cut down the tree, which I don't know how you do. But anyway, he showed up at the ER with his
His junk in a watermelon.
No, not a water. That'd be kind of easy to get your junk out of, I think.
What
something
about a soda bottle?
You know, you're very close, Holly. Not a soda bottle.
A soda can?
Not a soda can. Ooh.
I know, that's what I was thinking, Bradley. Shivers. I really felt like that was...
Give me the shivers.
Yeah.
But it's not much better. A bottle opener.
Oh, what? What? How do you even... What?
So apparently this guy had a friend, and his friend told him, hey, do you want to get a bigger thing? Or do you want your thing to look real big? Put it in a bottle opener. It'll get real big. And I think under the theory that, like, you know, when you kink a hose...
Like a ring experience?
Oh, there was kink involved.
A ring experience?
Well, yeah, you know, bottle opener. Imagine, like, a handheld bottle opener with a hole.
Sure.
But
sure.
I don't know. Matt, you know how those holes aren't very big?
I can't even.
So he somehow got his...
How did he do that?
His Schwanson Gruber stuck in this bottle opener. And when they asked him why he did it, he said, because a friend told me to do it. Apparently, it took about an hour to cut off the bottle opener.
Oh, my gosh.
And he only ended up having some light bruising. And according to the story, his junk will make a full recovery.
Don't you have a lot of questions?
Yeah.
Like about...
Like, why stuff? Were you talking to your friend, and why was your friend... You know, you're like, I just wish it looked bigger. And then your friend's like, well, you know, you could use a bottle opener. I think that works a lot. And you're like, okay, yeah, no, I'm just going to use this kitchen appliance on my wiener and it'll be better.
He's never going to live that mistake down.
No, but be grateful that he has, you know, something to show for that, because I just feel like it could have gone in a really terrible direction.
Agreed.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Okay. Ouch. Now that we've all got our legs crossed, or at least the men in the audience do. Ooh. When we come back, it's time to play our favorite game of the day. The throw back.
Back. Live.
Right here on My Talk 107.1.